American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
The key is to keep it ranch land.
That's Scott Tike, Agribusiness Services Financial Advisor with Lincoln Financial Advisors, who says estate planning is crucial when handing down the operation to the next generation. But what if the kids don't want the ranch? Tike says there are some options to look at.
He can lease the land, he can lease the cows, he can run the operation and just pay them an income stream. And it just really depends on what the landowner wants to do. Oftentimes there's other opportunities out there other than just running cattle. They want to run cattle on half of it and they want to get an income stream from other areas, whether it be wind or solar, or you name it. You just never know what's out there.
But with times changing, the kids may not have the same idea.
And that's the tough one. And so the way we look at it, if you have, you know, over four kids or more, fair is not always equal because you have someone who's working on the ranch and someone who's not. And if mom and dad are gone, one of the children says, I need to be bought out. And they said, oh, I don't have the money because I don't want to parcel up the land. So we've got different planning ideas that you can look at depending on their goals.
Also, depending on the size of the ranch, there may be some estate tax that needs to be paid.
And you have to pay that within 9 months after the second death. And oftentimes cash flow is not there. They sell off at a fire sale. And there are ambulance drivers that are just chasing ambulances all around town waiting for someone to, you know, have to sell the land because they need the cash. And you'll find here in Arizona and in the Southwest here that the families have been here for a long time. They're multi-generational. So they really, really want to keep it here. And they want to make sure their kids keep the ranch in their bloodlines. They don't want to lose it.
He says there's no right or wrong approach if you know what you want and have a plan in place.
Right. Oftentimes the first step really is to find out what's the goal. Is the goal to keep it in the family? Is the goal for income? Is the goal to have the kids grow it? Or is the goal really to just keep it a ranch and maybe sell it off and guarantee that it keeps a ranch? And we just don't always know what their thoughts are. And then we'll put in anywhere from 20 to 40 hours of preparation just to find out if indeed we can work with them and if they have, you know, needs that we can help them with.
And that's Scott Tike with Lincoln Financial Advisors. Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.